White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, June 26, 1901. Dear children Edson and Emma, I am in my own home once more, for which I am very thankful. I am desirous to know how you are getting along. A letter which has come to me is retained till we shall get one which you wrote later. According to your request, the first letter has not yet been opened. The pictures you sent reveal something of your work. In imagination, I can see it quite well. At the different places which I have visited lately, I have gathered some money for your work. I wish you would send me the amount you have received, so that if all has not been sent, I may write in regard to it. In every meeting we have attended, there have been necessities that had to be met, and sometimes so many calls were made that I hardly dared to put in my plea. Nevertheless, I have. I want to hear often just what progress you are making, and I will do my best to help you. I might hire money, or perhaps get the loan of some without interest. Keep me informed as to your work. I have been writing to Brother Daniels in answer to the letters written by him and Brother Kilgore to me regarding the work in Nashville. We received these letters just before going to Oakland, but I was so completely wearied that I could not give them any thought. I wrote to you, asking you to be patient till I could get over my worn condition, and then, with a clear mind, state matters as they should be stated. Elder Daniels sent for me and Willie to go to Nashville to attend an important council to be held there. But neither Willie nor I can go, and it will not be necessary. Writing will answer. We have much bookwork to do as soon as we can get a breathing spell. I have now been absent from home for 3 months, and during this time I have labored with all my power. I would not dare to undertake a journey now in the dust and heat, and besides, I must work upon my books. I am in want of another stenographer. While in Battle Creek, we arranged for Brother Chrysler to work for me. Brother Daniels is now urging that Brother Chrysler shall remain with him until I go east, but he would thus make it impossible for me to go east again. I have written Brother Daniels that I can see no light in my undertaking another journey. My books are needed, and I wish to get them published as soon as possible. They must first be edited, as you know, and this requires thought and care. I dare not venture to take a trip so soon. The work cannot advance as it should if Willie and I are away. I can go occasionally to Healdsburg or Oakland or San Francisco, but this is all I can undertake. The getting out of my books is my burden. I would be very much pleased to be present at the camp meetings, but I dare not undertake anything of the kind. I must be more cautious in regard to the work of speaking. I do not want to place myself where I shall be unable to write. With regard to the work in Nashville, instruction will come to you ere long. Let no decisions be made counter to those which have been made until I can write out the matter in all its bearings. Be of good courage. Depend on no man but yourself. Link yourself up with Jesus Christ. Do not take too much care and too many burdens. Preserve your vitality. When one becomes very weary and unable to sleep, there is danger that he will not look at things in a right light. Do not allow your mind to become dyspeptic. You need now to be able to think and judge with clear discrimination. Great care must be exercised in making changes which differ from the old established routine. Changes are to be made, but they are not to be made in such an abrupt manner that you will not carry the people with you. You who are working in the South must labor as if in a foreign country. You must work as pioneers, seeking to save expense in every way possible. And above all, you must study to show yourselves approved unto God. Go to Christ for information. God would have been honored if his people had done this in the place of depending on human methods, submitting to a kingly power that has in it little of truth and righteousness. Depend upon this, if you study the Word of God with a humble heart, you will be able to see light and truth. God will give you wisdom. The mysteries of heaven will become the treasures of your mind. Your soul will be revived. If heavenly light shines upon your path, if your way is approved by God, an influence that is a savor of life will accompany you. Go to God in prayer. In your weakness, cast yourself upon His strength. He will be your efficiency. The fast fulfilling signs show that the history of the world will soon close. What is done now must be done quickly. May the Lord be your helper and your God. In love.